It looked like a third world, probably less than a third world clinic that you might see in the movie.
Welcome to the AlderTrack AlderCast, a professional guide to Chicago politics. Each week, we're going to try to tell you what actually happened in Chicago government, what passed, who said what in their own words, and why it matters. I'm A.D. Quigg.
And I'm Claudia Morell. It's Friday, May 13th. This week, the debate over how to regulate room-sharing companies like Airbnb boils to the surface.
The city has to regulate us.
A plan to make the Cook County Circuit Court clerk an appointed instead of elected position draws out supporters of the current office holder, Dorothy Brown.
Stop the machine!
And an alderman who wants to crack down on Uber and Lyft drivers says he's got the support to get it done.
I think we can hit a home run.
But first, let's talk about the so-called sharing economy and the city's increasing efforts to regulate companies like Airbnb. Mayor Rahm Emanuel introduced an ordinance back in January that would track the number of Airbnb rentals in Chicago and impose a 2% tax on all bookings. Since then, he's floated the idea of doubling that tax.
That would bring in an estimated $2 million. That revenue would go towards city-run affordable housing and homeless initiatives.
And one former alderman, Will Burns, is now a lobbyist for the company. He vacated his seat just a couple months ago. He was at Tech Incubator 1871 this week to talk about the company's legislative agenda in Chicago.
Chicago could be the first global American city to get home sharing rights.
Burns referenced an internal poll Airbnb conducted of Chicago residents, found about 70%, that's a huge number, agreed on three things. They don't have a problem with one of their neighbors renting out their home on Airbnb. They think the city should pass regulations to let the industry grow. And they'd vote for an alderman who supported the company's growth.
Very positive polling presented at a pro-Airbnb crowd. Most people in the audience were either hosts or renters.
But not everybody on the council agrees, especially aldermen on the north side, where most Airbnbs are rented out. They don't think the mayor's proposals go far enough.
The city's hospitality industry is also strongly against the possible expansion of Airbnb in Chicago. On the same day as Will Burns' talk, the American Hotel and Lodging Association released a report on the room-sharing economy here.
The study found that more than half of Airbnb's Chicago-area revenue, about $29 million, comes from people who rent their properties for more than 180 days a year.
Hotel Interest said that proves that most Airbnb rentals are actually illegal hotels, not mom-and-pop operations renting out apartments to make ends meet.
But Burns, when asked about the study, said the data was biased.
Of course, the study was done by a researcher who has been working for the Hotel Association for many, many years. They don't have all the access to the data, and they're wrong.
The regulations could get a hearing as soon as next week ahead of the full city council meeting, but nothing has been set in stone, and there are multiple proposals out there. We hear negotiations are ongoing.
Another sharing economy giant that faces further regulation, the rideshare industry. Alderman Anthony Beal wants to make regulations for Uber and Lyft drivers more strict.
I've never seen a company come in and say, deregulate everybody because we're here, and totally disregard the law that's currently on the books.
Last month, Beal introduced an ordinance requiring that Uber and Lyft drivers get a so-called chauffeur's license, extra background checks, and fingerprinting. The plan would also require at least 5% of those cars be handicap accessible.
Why don't they want their people fingerprinted? Why don't they want background checks on their people? That should really raise eyebrows to everyone in this country that a company that large doesn't want their people to be checked out. That's a problem.
Beal says he's got more than half the council, 33 aldermen, signed up as co-sponsors, so he's not interested in bending over backwards to compromise with the administration, which has resisted the changes. He says the background checks and wheelchair accessibility aspects of the ordinance are non-negotiable. The Commissioner of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection offered an alternative proposal, regulations that distinguish between part-time and full-time Uber drivers. Basically, anyone who drives more than 6 hours a day would be considered full-time. But that'd make it hard for the city to track, so it seems like things are stuck for the time being.
I'm going to ask the members of the audience to be respectful. As we are respectful, quiet.
Cook County was anything but stuck this week. The body passed several ordinances, including one from Commissioner John Fritchie, creating an animal abuse registry, kind of like a sex offender registry. Also a refinancing of more than $300 million in bonds, which Chief Financial Officer Ivan Samstein says will save the county $27 million over the next 10 years.
It is purely refinancing of outstanding bonds originally issued in 2006, again, to take advantage of lower interest rates available in current market.
Two huge hospital deals, one to rehab the old Cook County Hospital using $600 million in private investment. Commissioner Larry Sufferdin says that's almost as much as the Lucas Museum.
This is a $600 million investment. This is as significant, if not more, because of the location where it is. This preserves the historical integrity of the old Cook County Hospital. This gives the medical center a front door. This gives us buildings and affordable housing.
The other hospital deals to decommission some clinic and administrative buildings.
A tour that I took at Fantas when I first got here and walked through there and said, I can't believe that this is actually an operating clinic. I can't believe this is in the United States of America. It looked like a third world, probably less than a third world clinic that you might see in a movie.
That was Commissioner Peter Silvestri. The Fantas Clinic and a couple other hospital buildings will be replaced with a shiny new $18 million one.
But there was some pushback to those developments. While they were mostly hailed as huge improvements and a gateway to the West Side, one commissioner, Richard Boykin, had a problem with it.
We ought to make sure that we prioritize jobs for people who are ex-offenders and folks who are unemployed, who are chronically unemployed.
Boykin's been pushing for a 4-cent added gas tax to help fund jobs for youth across Chicago, particularly on the south and west sides. He hasn't been getting much support from fellow commissioners, though.
Still, a lot of west side organizations showed up to the board this week to support Commissioner Boykin and demand commissioners work harder to provide summer jobs.
It has been 90 shootings, 17 homicides just this month. It's a problem. Homeboys of L.A. says, nothing stops a bullet but a job. We're not playing. We're hurting for real. This is for real.
Boykin encouraged fellow commissioners to vote no on the hospital redevelopment. He said the community agreement in it is a sham.
Commissioner Chuy Garcia, who represents the West Side, wasn't having it. He shot back at Boykin.
This is not a jobs program for everyone. Because I wish it were. The truth of the matter is that this is a construction program in all its essence.
The measure ultimately passed, but there was even more drama the next day.
The resolution to petition the state government to change the law is being withdrawn.
All right.
Commissioner Peter Silvestri planned to introduce a resolution that would ask Springfield to consider making the Cook County Clerk of the Circuit Court an appointed position. That position is currently held by Dorothy Brown. And her office has been hit in the media for being inefficient and possibly corrupt. The FBI is looking into it, but she's still pretty popular.
Yeah, she won her party's primary overwhelmingly, even though the Cook County Democrats pulled their support of her. It actually made her look independent of the machine. Plus, Cook County has the biggest court system in the entire country. She's got a lot of employees, faithful ones, and they showed up on Wednesday.
Dump the machine!
Silvestri tried to defend the resolution. He said it was a long time in the making, not personal. He just wanted to make the office more efficient, but in the end, he chose to drop it.
I am very concerned about the divisive nature of this resolution, especially taken out of context that it has in so many different ways in the last couple of days. This had nothing ever to do with the current circuit court clerk. I consider her a friend. Well,
for now, thanks for listening to the Alder Track Aldercast. Please subscribe and catch us every weekend. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and WGN Plus.
And if you want to meet us in person, Alder Track's celebrating its one-year anniversary at a panel and networking event on May 25th at the University Club. We'll talk about what Chicago's political landscape might look like in 2019 and whether the city's shrinking.
You can get tickets at anniversary.aldertrack.com. And while you're there, check out our special report on stalled police reform for free. I'm Claudia Morel.
And I'm A.D. Quigg. Tune in next week.